אגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך, להגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך, להגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך.
שלום לכל החברים.
Hello to all the friends. We are here before you, happy, excited to speak on a very important topic to all of us: meals.
נמצאים פה נציגים מתוך צוות הסעודות.
We have here representatives from the large meals team, the team that builds content, and we want to put before us a space, a very important
סעודה.
A space that is called a meal. We remember that up until before a year ago, we said virtual, and an opening has been opened for us, and we came back to meals, physical meals. And more importantly, we got from our teachers an opportunity to add another meal for Shabbat morning, Saturday morning, and we want this importance that Kabbalists attribute to meals, and touch on that importance right now between us.
Yeah, a meal is something very special. There's a reason why there's an emphasis on it. Oh, we don't just meet several times a week. What's the purpose of this whole thing? Why is there such an emphasis on it? What's so special about it? So here we have an opportunity, as you said, where our teacher places very high importance to it. And not the first time, but this time it feels much stronger, especially after the time we went through. Also, many groups are now gathering, and it isn't only here in Petah Tikva, but many groups are gathering for the meal all over the world. In the coming hour, this is what we'll do. We'll scrutinize everything that concerns a meal, and we'll build it between us, this thing, and we'll start with a clip. So, clip number one.
When several people gather who are close in opinion and intention and inclination, and understand that in the connection between them, the inner connection in the heart, gradually they arrive to organizing in such a way that many different decisions come into one, many different desires come into one desire. And this gap between desires will turn into glue between these broken parts of the desire in advance by the Creator. When they act against this breakage, a meal turns into an action of correction. Just as you connect distant parts who are far from one another, in the meal we want to unite all of our desires, connect all of our desires. And this is why in us eating, which is a symbolic action between us, we want to fill our mutual desire that is still divided. And by having a meal, meaning we feed it from one source, meaning the Creator. We want this desire to unite, and we want to arrive at the corrected state as one man and one heart. And to that degree, we will reveal a single Creator, one Creator, and arrive at the purpose of creation, that the Creator has broke our kli. We felt how distant we were. We made efforts over thousands of years and many, many cycles on how to unite, and we're close to uniting together. And the meal symbolizes for us that we are sitting together and we are in one desire, in one feeling, and that we receive it from the one Creator, and we are all as one. The connection of the entire creation together is specifically realized and revealed in a meal that symbolizes this connection.
Okay, so now we'll do the scrutiny between us. Why do we need the meal for our spiritual development? What is it? What does the meal give us as opposed to a lesson or any other meeting? And what is the meal for me? So the meal between us, 7 minutes. Why do we need a meal for spiritual development? What does the meal give us that is different from a lesson or from any other meeting? And what is a meal for me?
So there is like three questions here. Why do we need a meal for the spiritual development? We are searching all sorts of different and varying flavors in the connection between us, and we have many actions that we do together to get these flavors, and one of them is a meal.
It's the leap from the topic of the previous lesson is a little confusing, but there are several things we can connect. I've talked about how we can discover the truth only in the ten. All our work on the path of truth is only through the ten. And if a meal is an act of correction that causes connection, or how did he put it there, to people who are close in their opinions, in their desires to unite. So we need it in order to strengthen that thing called a ten.
Throughout our entire path, the Kabbalists have determined for us an order. They determined for us gatherings of friends, the lessons, and as well meals. There is something important that it adds into our connection, the connection between us. So what do we want from these actions? We want the light to bring us closer, to resemble a little bit more to the Creator.
Yeah, I too felt like Dave. Why do we need a meal for our spiritual development? Because the teacher who teaches us what is spiritual development told us we have to have meals.
We need to use all of the means that we have in this world. So if we were born in such a way that food is what nourishes us, and all over humanity, people feast and they connect, so we use it in the desires of this world that we gather together. We can host one another, sit together, someone can prepare, and there are many, many things that can be entered, placed into this process of the meal. So it comes out that this is a very important tool for the spiritual development.
Yeah, the truth is, I don't understand the spiritual roots, I don't feel it. But as the friend said, it is a commandment of the Kabbalists.
out
of the flavors, out of what they attained, they taught us that this is what we have to do. So when we have meals too, we feel to some extent the connection that's created there.
Though
we don't necessarily attain its root, but we can testify for ourselves that we feel the taste of connection with every meal we do.
In the tens, we haven't done meals for the past 2 years, and now once a week we're doing a meal between us. And there is all of these flavors that Boris mentioned earlier, these relations, these types of relations that were mentioned. Some prepare the content. One of the things that I noticed in the meal is that it depends very much how you arrive to the meal. If you arrive as a guest that comes and sits and eats, or that you've prepared for it the entire day, and there's anything else that we invest our energy in and we want for it to be good for the friends, it becomes important to you. And in the meals we have here at the center, there is many people on duty, many work to prepare and work after, and all the work that you put in for the friends to have a good experience without filters. It doesn't need to be complicated. Do I bestow? Do I not bestow? You bestow. You come, you clean, you prepare for the friends, you're bestowing. And it clarifies for a person the reality.
I eat
3 to 4 times a day, and I don't make a big deal out of it. But Kabbalists, there's a reason why they give examples and explain to dull people like me. So they use the examples of a meal to explain the connection between a creator and a created being. Because in this place you can feel what you're receiving, and you can calculate for whom you're receiving, what you want by receiving. So, and is shame awakening in you? Do you want to change? Do you want to change your relation? Do you want to give back? There are many calculations you can do more easily during a meal. From before the meal up until you go home. And we too, I think, we expect the meal to increase the connection between us, to sharpen our senses, all kinds of subtleties in our relations with each other and our relation to the goal, etc.
In the lesson, it's been said that a person depicts before himself the world that he creates out of his perception in the desire to receive. A meal takes us a little beyond that. It unites us a little. It allows us to feel this connection, this closeness, this gathering, this warm connection. I'm not sure in what is the difference from the lesson, but it's different. It's another something that allows us to create a connection that is a little different.
In the meal, we stretch these strings of love between our hearts. We build a network that is suitable for the upper light, and it has a place to clothe in.
As you said, it's me receiving food 3 to 4 times a day is not a meal. A meal is something for us to get together. It becomes the highlight of the week, where we share all of our records, and if something needs to be prepared, then it's like a family gathering of the entire week. In the meal that we prepare and feast. In addition, there is the large meals, yeah, that we all meet, at least whoever is here in this building and has the opportunity to come. And if people have an opportunity to meet in other formats, then they also meet. And there is this matter of a meal, and we use it.
Like the example that Eyal gave. For the corporeal preparation or the actions we have to do toward the meal, and it connects you to it. So likewise, we have to come with the same preparation internally. To prepare ourselves that we didn't come to stuff ourselves. Although the food can be very tasty, especially if the friends made it. But rather, we come here to the meal together in order to unite. We want to feel the flavors of connection in it. So it's important to come with this preparation for every meal.
To eat in our world has become something so complicated. People are prepared to pay thousands of shekels of dollars to eat in this place.
Let's watch another clip. Another clip from Rav.
I want
to feel in this pleasure, the pleasure of the Garden of Eden, truly. I don't want to cancel this pleasure because I'm sitting with the friends. You can get a plate of hummus at a restaurant, but you don't enjoy that. You enjoy the process when you're sitting together with the friends. You're drinking something. Maybe you say grace for the bread that you want these things, but mainly you want them in order to eat them together with your friends. This is the meaning of a meal. What is a meal? It corresponds to receiving, like you want to receive the upper light. So it fills your soul. So likewise, externally, you want to come to a filling with that meal with the friends that you're having together as a tzen, right? So that meal will be as a spiritual meal. What's missing here? You have pleasures? Yes. Do you have friends? Yes. Can we connect? Unite? Yes. Can we eat together and enjoy? Yes. So what's missing? To add our intention that along with it we want to get spiritual pleasure for the Creator to fill us. Otherwise, would I come to a meal? I can have this meal anywhere.
Was I
Hitaim? The question here is the tastiest. It's the tastiest not because of the food itself, it's because the people who prepared it with goodwill, out of goodwill, not for money. And the people who are sitting together understand that they are sitting with a special preparation for a special meal, that it corresponds to reception of the upper light in our common vessel. And this is why it fills us. There's a superior flavor in it, the taste of heaven. Heaven, the Garden of Eden, is Malchut that rises to Bina. So when it all happens on a level of bestowal, the level of Bina, of course you have different flavors.
Yonatan, many times in the meal, I'm sitting and I'm focused and I hear the friends get on stage. They say they're L'chaim from the heart. And you're trying to penetrate the heart of the friends that is speaking. And suddenly in your ear you hear a little disturbance, a friend from behind you is speaking. There's something that brings you out, moves you outside, and you really want to connect internally. It's a special state that you want to be in.
So what do you do with it?
Then
we already determined that a meal is a spiritual state, a stage where you demand connection, that we are dependent on each other. We have a network of mutual responsibility. We can't do it on our own. So what do I do when I have this distraction?
So honestly, this is exactly what we would like to clarify, to scrutinize between us. How do we act in a Kabbalistic meal? What do we do? How do we guard, keep one another in connection, in the right intention?
Okay, so another workshop question now. And the rooms, how should we behave in a meal, Kabbalistic meal? How should we keep each other alert for connection with the right intention during our meals?
Yeah,
to continue from earlier, we are not coming to eat in the meal. The food, the eating in the meal is the secondary part. We come to connect. So the action, the behavior, I have to keep the intention. How do I connect to the friends and how to reach this common space between us, this unique, special space between us? And the food is just the means to do it, like with the host and the guest. At the end of the day, the food stays there. It is the foundation for the whole thing. But the connection is the matter, is the point. And we have to drag and draw and attract this to the meal.
I'm not sure if he's
asking about table manners or some external relation or attitude or be quiet or don't be quiet, or about the inner attitude. We need to set an example to the friends that we appreciate this event, and then we'll have importance to, like anything else, like a meal or dissemination, anything we do together. If you want to have importance, then you have to project this importance to the friends so it comes back to you as something important too.
When a person does an action that is important to him, he makes a lot of preparation beforehand. The same for us. If we just come and we kind of drop into the lesson, into the meal, into a gathering of friends, throughout we will start looking for ourselves. But if we prepare ourselves, then it can be different. And like we heard, the preparing ourselves is what do we want out of that gathering? How do we prepare so that the Creator doesn't just, the host doesn't just give us that corporeal filling, but how to have this upper force to fill this vessel with love and bestowal? And how do we develop these intentions between us? How to come to arrive at these high matters. So then when we come, arrive at the meal, it'll look completely different inside and we'll bestow outside.
In a meal, just as in a lesson or in a workshop or in a social discussion, as in anything we do. Collaboration, work. This is what turns an activity from corporeal to spiritual, doing it together. And this togetherness relies on the interaction of giving and receiving. When something happens at a meal, for example, someone says l'chaim, raises a toast. So this togetherness behooves, requires that we will be in this like a school of fish. When Rav speaks at the lesson, it requires that all of us, like a school of fish, will be in this.
Another type of sharing. For our meals, I often am late. And then I see that someone gets up, Oren, everyone prepares a meal, they prepare a plate. So I'm not afraid to be run a little late, but I know that from the side of the food, someone will always take care of me. But preparation is necessary because the meal can be different. It can be happy and elated, can be joyous internally, but to feel the friends, to be together with them. If we hear something, we hear something. If we speak, then we speak, to try to be together in this thing.
We have to pay attention to how we influence each other, how we set an example to each other. Like Dave said, we have to prepare for everything we do. So, for example, in the meal we have on Friday, in the car on the way to it, with the family, we always ask ourselves, why am I coming to the meal? What's important to me about it? Also before the meal on Thursday that we do, I also try to check with myself, what am I coming to the meal with? What am I bringing to the friends?
Yes, friends gave great example. I especially prepared enjoyed the preparation for the meal. We should have it on our schedule to have this type of object for a preparation for the meal. You arrive 15 minutes earlier, we sit together without food, without anything, and we do a preparation for the meeting, an internal preparation. Because at the end of the day, a meal is a spiritual act. It's not the eating of the food. And the eating part, it's not the point.
It is
said that one picture equals 1,000 words. So I'm trying to think how much, what's the value of a pita that a friend prepared for you, a pita bread? With our efforts, we can say a lot of many words. But I think that there are expressions that don't use words.
Friends, let's now hear together, share the words of Kabbalists, the attitude of Kabbalists to a state of a meal. Please.
So, we're going to read the first excerpt. Bala Sulam says, all is ready for the feast, for the true goal and the sublime delight that is destined to emerge with the revelation of his purpose in creation. When all the trouble and toil and anguish that befall us over times and generations will seem like a host who greatly troubles himself to prepare a great feast for the invited guests. And he compares the anticipated goal that must finally be revealed to a feast whose guests attend with great delight.
Yonatan, okay.
Yeah, do you want me to continue? Okay. Exit number two. The fact that a person must aim to benefit the Creator and not himself in order to obtain the vessel called in order to bestow is great labor and toil. This is called the preparation for the meal. Excerpt number three, this is from Rav's words in the Kabbalah lesson. Read Rabash's article about the meal, how important the meal is, even more important than the study. Because in the study, each one turns to the Creator. And in a meal, each one can be connected together with the friends. And then they turn to the Creator. In other words, a meal can correct the group more than studying, more than a lesson.
It sounds that we have a real special place in the meal, that we have to think, how do we elevate it more? How do we take it even more forward, higher? We hear amazing attitude of our friends towards the meal, of our teachers towards the meal. And you feel that this is something that you have to connect to and pull it forward.
This is why now we want to talk. This is the last workshop for the day. So now we want to build the next degree of meals in our inner relation and also in practice, what they should be like. How should a Kabbalist meal look like on the next degree? Let's talk about it among us. And afterwards, we will want to hear your thoughts from the tens here and in the Erevut system. So the question is this: how do we take our meals to the next stage forward? How do we realize a higher degree of connection between us at every single meal?
יש הרבה חשבונות עם מה ששאלו את החברים בזמן שהם שאלו.
There are many calculations.
הבדל בהרגשה שיש לי סעוד.
And his friends were talking, I was thinking about when there is a meal here in the hall and there are many people. And the difference between that and when we do a small table, just our 10, and I have many claims against myself, why do I have such different attitudes between the two events? And the importance of how I imagined the meal. If I am told, for example, if suddenly Rav comes to the meal of the 10, how would I prepare for it, and how would I not allow anything else to come in my way? Whereas here, Rav comes to the meals, and I have many calculations around this topic. We have to try to go through these different scrutinies and states in order to grow.
Externally, I don't think that there's anything that needs to change. Internally, the Creator is helping us, and each day He increases our desire. So correspondingly, we have to constantly rearrange our relation toward everything we do, every connection activity we have. So what we can do in order to take it to the next level is to simply delve more and make more efforts in respect to the relation that we have toward it. It's the same activity, but our relation to the activity takes on different characters and different depths.
And
to add to what you said, in the next degree we'll have more gentleness and sensitivity and care and search. What does the group do now? Once I remember Rav say, what does it mean to sing together? And when you sing together, first you stay silent, and then you search for that voice of the group, and then you gently find way to join this singing without interfering to the song that is sing. And always want to be in care and sensitivity to what the group does now. And the group does one action. There is no multiple actions. There is no too many things that happen at once. There is only one thing that happens, and they're all in Him.
Concerning Owen's example, Tuesday we talked about something related to the meal, and Rav said that someone can be with a drum, and another can play something with one string on it. One, so it doesn't really matter. What matters is the general spirit.
עוד חשבון אחד שאנחנו
כלי. I want to add one additional scrutiny that we're a big world kli, that we're spread all over the world, and where the Rav came down to the lesson, 300 people watch him live and the rest see him through a screen. And the meal, the whole, then 700, 800 people feast with the meal, and the other 2,500, 3,000 are participating with either individual meal or no meal at all. And this is something that has to come through the L'chaim's action to show it, not show it, but it's another point that if this is a single action, we need to take into account that there are more than just a few people that I see around the table.
I'm not sure what to add, but only to also emphasize the point of preparation. Maybe we can send something like an excerpt in preparation for the meal, just like we do a preparation for the lesson. We can have an excerpt as preparation for the meal, or a question to think about, something like a common preparation. And also what we have now in the meals, that in the middle of the meal, we have a workshop question. I think it adds a lot.
I
would do all sorts of new things just to awaken maybe the desire. I would add a preparation to the meal. Again, you don't need an hour before. The first 10 minutes to be the preparation for the meal, where we do something special before we come to the eating process. There is a predefined time. The other thing that can be tried is if we are want to be in equivalence of form with the whole of reality, then everyone sitting virtually on the screen with their tens, and we can try to do the same thing here in Bnei Baruch, when we sit down in the hall and downstairs, because this is the reality. Whoever is out there is in their tens, and we are kind of mixed. Again, just to mix things up. Not because I think this will be a crucial change, but it will give us another taste for something new.
When Bois added the calculation to the world clear, I understood the complication of our situation. Av describes a Kabbalist meal with people with a piece of bread and some onion or something, and people are connected and their heads are in high places, and we a lot of technology in our song, now this speaker, that speaker, lineups, videos, systems, whatnot. So it's connected to what I heard in a lesson that the Rav answered Shai. That he made this significant leap when he went to serve his teacher, or of sorting out coffee beans before Passover. And we are here for 30 years. What haven't we done? So I'm feeling maybe today it's a little more difficult to attain the Creator, or maybe not. Maybe we should somehow learn to go into ourselves and attribute great importance to the small and simple things. Maybe there, in the simple connection between us, our coffee bean, we can add, insert the Creator and spirituality in everything.
I connected to this example of sensitivity.
Okay, friends, so now we want to feel, we want to build the next degree of the meal, to build it through our incorporation, to hear ideas from the friends, from the tens. So in the Arvut system, please switch on your question marks. We can already see the first ones. Here in the study hall, friends who want to share. So who do we start with? Baltia
3, please. за такой вопрос. Мы еще...
Yes, friends, thank you very much for these questions. We felt and remembered our first meals, these special feelings, how special of an action it is, even sometimes more special than a lesson. An action that we can give each other contentment, be included in one another internally, and to give Creator the contentment. Such moments that we need to activate the prayer for the Creator to be with us through all of the actions, especially in the meal. The meal is a very special connection in which we can share and show this special warmth in our hearts, where the Kabbalists of all generations sit with us around the table. L'chaim.
טוב, שלום לכולם. קודם כל רצינו...
Okay, hello everyone. First of all,
להודות על הסדנה המצוינת הזאת.
Say thank you for this amazing workshop that gave us room for work and to really scrutinize how we prepare for this thing called a meal, because a meal...
סעודה זה הזדמנות שלנו לממש.
A meal is an opportunity to implement what we're learning. So, thank you very much. The workshop we had here is so appropriate and gave us such room for scrutiny that we suggest that women will do it too.
And
since Solomon here is the manager of our community, he said he'll take it to do it with the kids as well. So we have to do it before every meal. Before every community meal, we have to do a serious preparation. And then we'll see less phenomena of friends who are eating quickly, friends who speak while others speak from the stage. It's difficult for the will to receive, and we have no patience. But if we have good preparation, we'll have patience for the meal.
L'chaim, a great preparation, no doubt. Please continue.
קודם כל, כמו שאמרו, תודה רבה לכם. השאלה היא...
First of all, as they said, thank you very much. The question is connection in the meal, does it bring connection between us and the souls and the Creator on condition that we bring Him contentment? If it doesn't end with contentment to the Creator, we have done nothing. So I'm asking, I'm begging that it will end with contentment to the Creator. Thank you very much. Thank you.
יוחאי, אתה גם רצית תתכונן? בינתיים פלורידה, פלורידה בבקשה.
Thank you, רחמים. Florida, please.
Thank you, friends. A lot of friends mentioned that they would like to see the silent meals, the tish. And also, we mentioned that there's a lot of friends that might not like the silent meal so much. So what was said was we have to, in the beginning of the meal, show the importance of the meal, what the meal is all about. And then maybe we can have just 15 minutes or 10 minutes of silence. Thank you, friends.
תודה, קארל. יוחאי, בבקשה.
יוחאי, please.
טוב, תודה על כל הסעודה והקארל.
Thank you very much for the workshop. To be honest, what Florida said, I really connected to. Because I'm not very impressed with our meals. Such things happen in the meals sometimes that I'm ashamed to mention it here. And we should embrace Rav Asher's system 100%. We come, we sit, a song, and silent. No discussions about I have an appointment to a dentist or my daughter or whatever.
אם לא היו מוציאים והנה
לקבוצה
מה שקורה, אז אני מגיע, אני מתבטא לקבוצה.
If I know before the group, but if we opened it, then I'm totally before complete silence in the mules.
תודה, יוחאי. קרמיאל, בבקשה.
Yeah, good morning, friends. We really are grateful too for this good news, because tomorrow we have a TENS meeting after a long time we haven't met, because we're spread out throughout the country from north to south. So tomorrow we'll have a chance to realize what we talked about. And we said that there must be great joy in the meal. And the result is that we bring contentment to the Creator. And one of the exercises we had in a meal is that every friend can't place food in his plate, but has to ask the friends. So we need to feel the dependence on the friends. You can't eat unless the friend places the food in your plate. And so we really need to feel that all of us troubled in this meal and brought our efforts, and we constantly take breaks. I want to eat something, but suddenly we stop, read an excerpt, sing the song. So it's these restrictions we do that keep us remembering the intention.
L'chaim, thank you to Asaf and the great Carmiel group. We're going to go to a dear friend who made a long trip to come here. Andrew, please.
Friends, we were discussing about the importance of the meals, and virtually in COVID we lost our center in Toronto, so we didn't have the opportunity to assemble and emulate our big brothers here in Petah Tikva. So, and it's missing, because this meal is an application time to take what we're learning. In the study, and have all these elements, the friends, the corporeality, and, you know, to overcome and to do all these things. So, and I was speaking to my ten and talking about, you know, the possibility of initiating a once a month affair. Which they said was possible and should be implemented to make it special, to start it back, to start it off, to really. And I was impressed too with my friends here in this tent that also had a hunger for going back to that Shabbat meal that was. That was powerful, that you could lose yourself in the friends, the song, the Rav's words in those moments. And a couple of the friends expressed that, you know, things have changed. They've gotten busier during this time, during the Shabbat, and they don't have that opportunity, that peak opportunity to connect with the friends. So, so it's a great great topic and great opportunity to scrutinize these things, because we all, I think, felt it was very important. L'chaim b'nei Baruch.
L'chaim Andrew, L'chaim, באמת, עכשיו שחר.
L'chaim Andrew, now that the friend talked, it's clear what opportunity and what responsibility we have here in our gatherings. Not only to set an example to the friends, but to give them strength so they can implement it, so they can gather and make this effort together, even if there's no center, to find a place to get together, a physical place, but mainly a place in the heart, to assemble with each other and to be within one another.
We want to finish the session with a little bit more from our teacher about the meal. So we'll watch another clip and we'll finish with that.
Sitting is when we sit and feel ourselves that we are willing to accept what we're told and we're also willing to give what we can give. So this sitting is the correct appropriate state, which is the right connection between each other in conveying the topics of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Sitting in a broader aspect is when we sit together equally, almost equally, when there is good communication and connection between us, and then each one conveys to the other something about the revelation of the Creator, and everyone benefits from those revelations. And it doesn't matter if one is great, one is small, because each one has his own soul. And out of that angle through which the soul discovers the Creator, he can share it with others. And that's why they accept him, his view, and become incorporated with it. Why? Because it's a matter of incorporation, where we have to become one vessel. If I were to correct only my vessel, I would go up and down, up and down, up and down, in small portions. So this is what we do in small portions. It's like you when you eat, for example. But if we're sitting together and each one passes to the other what he has, what he discovered as good, and we're sitting and are enjoying, we enjoy having a special meal by which we attain the vessels, we organize them and receive the airport light that's revealed in them. It is far more than what we thought before. In other words, the main thing about a meal is the inner incorporation, where we, so to speak, pass on to each other inner lights and vessels. And in this way, we understand that this is the meal of the righteous. And specifically through this kind of meal, we unite.
לחיים קיין.
אז נקרא הודעה לסיום. לוח השידורים להיום יום חמישי.
To the schedule for today, Thursday from 12 to 1, a recorded lesson with the Rav Leibman. And let's sing a song.
When we're trapped inside ourselves and we're feeling lost, want to break free at any cost.
We feel the yearning, our heart starts burning, and we see above the desire. We walk through the fire, set us free. Let's raise.